AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Parts of New England, especially along the coast into eastern Massachusetts and Maine, are seeing blizzard conditions this morning as another storm rolls through. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says people have to stay off the roads.
Driving conditions will be very difficult, and we continue to urge everybody to stay off the roads for the entire day.
Top winds have already hit 60 miles an hour behind the storm, the coldest temperatures in years. Forecasts call for 20 below in some places by early tomorrow morning. And it's not just New England weathering a winter storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says people from the southern plains to Kentucky, Tennessee, and points south could see freezing rain and snow.
We do have a new storm system that will be coming across the southern U.S. by later Sunday and especially through Monday. And by the time we get to Tuesday, we're expecting an area of low pressure to be redeveloping right off the east coast.
Some forecasts call for up to a foot of snow, parts of Kentucky and Tennessee, tomorrow into Tuesday. Police in Copenhagen, Denmark, say they have shot and killed a man responsible for the killing of two people in shootings at a free speech event and a synagogue. Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt, who went to the synagogue where a Jewish man was killed, tells TV2 Denmark.
A man has lost his life in the service of that synagogue, and we are devastated. Our thoughts goes to his family. We are with them.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling for the massive immigration of European Jews to Israel. Except for an area around a key rail hub, officials say the latest ceasefire in eastern Ukraine seems to be working, kindling slender hopes of an end to the conflict between the government troops and Russian-backed separatists that have killed 5,300 people. This is AP Radio News. The government will be coming out today with new rules on the use of drones.
The Federal Aviation Administration inadvertently released draft rules it had written that would open the door to widespread use of small drones for all types of purposes. Aerial photography, crop monitoring, and inspections of bridges and other tall structures. The regulations would apply to lightweight, unmanned aircraft weighing less than 55 pounds. The documents indicate the FAA is dropping its demand that operators get the same type of licenses required for those who pilot manned aircraft. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An unwelcome visitor got it nasty on a flight that was supposed to fly from Los Angeles to Portland. An Alaska Airlines spokesman says Flight 567 was taxiing on the runway last night when a scorpion stung a woman on the hand. Plane returned to the gate. Woman was checked by medics. She refused additional medical treatment but did not get on the plane. Flight attendants killed the critter. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.